Every day when you wake up, you have two choices. Either you can choose to go through the day without doing anything, without striving to get better, repeating the same old excuses. Or you can think about the kind of person you want to become 5 to 10 years from now, and start taking the actions that kind of person would take. What happens 10 years from now will be dictated by the actions that you take today. Do something today that your future self will be proud of. Do something today that will make your family happy 10 years from now. Do something today to become that person that you've always wanted to be. There's something about the way we perceive success that results in one of the greatest tragedies of our time, and that's the belief that successful people, the ones at the top of their game, that talent is what punched their ticket, that destiny brought them to the finish line, and that's wrong. It's wrong because it takes the journey, the struggle, the scratching and the clawing that it took to get to the top of the mountain and throws it out the window. It completely mitigates what's most important. In the real world, the one we're living in, it doesn't matter who you are. You were never entitled to a result. Victory is a product of the fight. The biggest favor you can ever do for yourself as you progress through life's ups and downs, through the good and the bad, when things get rough, is know that you're going through what every successful person, every champion, every innovator has gone through in the history of mankind. Struggle is beautiful. It's a sign that you're in the midst of what separates great from average. It's a necessary step, and it's the most important step you will ever take, because 99% of people can't see past it, right? The world sees struggle, sees hardship as a time to pack it up, to walk away, to be intimidated. But the best, I'm telling you, they look at struggle differently. Just like you can't get fit without blood, sweat, and tears at the gym. You can't make deals without the hustle. You can't make things happen if you don't move forward in the face of adversity. When the word no is staring you in the eyes, it's all part of the process. Winners walk on. If you want something bad enough, you know that being uncomfortable is an ingredient. If you want to be the best, your mindset has to reflect the best, right? Let others focus on the tip of the iceberg. You know, excellence lies in everything underneath the surface and what cannot be seen. So take mediocrity and make it excellent. Take what's yours and hold it up for the world to see, because what hurts now in the present is the very same thing that will transform your life down the road. At the intersection of what is and what can be, our stories are written. It's where decisions are made and lives are ultimately defined. And which way you go when staring at this fork in the road can mean everything. Maybe you go left, take the easy path. Minimal upside, minimal downside. Proven and tangible. It gives immediate identity, but also brings with it some degree of regret. Not because you won't like who you are, but because you'll never know what you could have been. Maybe you can't live with that. Maybe you go right. Let's say you roll the dice. Dream chaser eyes fixated on the horizon, moving toward it, soon to realize that the world you live in will bring you to your knees faster than you can blink. That uncertainty hurts. That effort without immediate validation is pain. And that the road less traveled is less traveled because of the difficulty associated with it. And now, you have a very important question to ask yourself. Do you have what it takes? Can you see the big picture when the sky appears to be falling down around you? When all it takes is to backpedal and be comfortable again? To take the other road, to return to what you knew, can you still move forward? It's a funny thing when you're in pain. It becomes very easy to forget why you began. The pragmatic human brain sees discomfort as a problem, and it wants it gone immediately. People don't give up because they're cowards.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They don't quit because they don't have what it takes. They give up because they can no longer see the big picture. They forgot why they started. When all you see is directly in front of you, you lose the ability to see your finish line. What are you going to say to yourself when you want to give up? What are you going to think about when you're in pain? Remember why you started when you're in doubt about whether you want to keep going. Imagine how your life is going to be if you didn't attain your dream. When you want to stop becoming better, think about the people who believed in you. Take that first step. Take that second one. Starting is the difficult part. After you've started, you just have to get the momentum going. If you start today, 1 year from now, you don't have to look back and think that you wasted just another year and how much better you could have become in that time. The first step towards getting somewhere is to decide you're not gonna stay where you are.
Have you ever started doing something with great motivation and will to turn your life around, only to find yourself 3 months after staying in the same place? What happened to you? How did you get demotivated? The reason why most people stop taking action in life is that they have lost their vision. They stopped seeing themselves as important. Their self-esteem got eroded in the process of working towards their dream. Failures along the way made them feel that they weren't made for it. They filled their mind with negative self-talk. Excuses started to fill up the mind. The journey to your dream is a marathon, not a sprint. You will be tested several times along the way. You will feel that the world is against you. It's gonna be hard. And that's why you should keep moving forward. You get to know the real you when you fight against all the hardships and rise. The obstacle is the way. Henry Ford once said, "When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it." The pain in the road today is supposed to be there. The road to winning is filled with pain, rejection, small failures, discouragement, self-doubt, and discomfort. You have to be patient, persistent, and positive in the pursuit of success. Most people want to experience the dream without fear, but this is impossible. The only way to reach great heights is to face your fears and conquer them. There is incredible potential inside you. Each second you waste being in self-doubt, your potential is wasted. Each ticking of the clock is your life passing. Your excuses can be valid, but it's not gonna take you where you want to go. You have to take full ownership of your life. You're giving your power away when blaming other people or circumstances for your failures. The life you have now is the result of your actions in the past. No one is coming to help you if you cannot help yourself. So take actions that will help you, that might be awful now, but 5 years or 10 years from now, you will regret it if you don't take them. As the late Jim Rohn would say, we must all suffer from one of two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The difference is discipline weighs ounces, while regret weighs tons. Don't you believe you deserve more in life? Don't you think your time is valuable? Then why isn't it reflected in your actions? Treat yourself better. Take time daily to improve yourself. Learn and build new and better habits. If you ask most people why they don't go to the gym, they would say they're busy. But the same person is ready to waste their time on social media. Life is going to happen, and you're gonna set up a plan, and you're gonna hope that it's gonna turn out perfect. But what so often happens in life is that things go the wrong way. In that moment, you're gonna have to choose your reaction. You're gonna have to control your emotions. Most people would let their emotions control them. And that's why months after months, they are in the same place that they no more want to be in. You're gonna have to change the way you approach hardships if you wanna be successful. When life happens, do you have the right reaction or the wrong reaction? Sometimes we think that pain or situations is what controls us, but it's our subconscious mind. How do we control the subconscious mind? Get yourself talk right. David Goggins once said, the most important conversation you will ever have are the ones you have with yourself. When you face an obstacle next time and your mind says, let's go back, this is hard, decide to shut off that voice and tell yourself, I'm gonna do it hard. And when you do this repeatedly, your subconscious mind will reprogram itself to your advantage, and that's what you want. You'll have to fill your mind with words that motivate you constantly. Sometimes you will have to stop listening and start talking to yourself. When you are down and don't want to do it anymore, listen to something encouraging, like what you're doing now. This is a sign that you're on the right track. Never stop learning and improving. Our minds are more attracted to negative thoughts than positive ones. We love to think about what will go wrong, but not what can go in our favor. If you don't program your mind to your advantage, you will unconsciously engage in self-destructive behavior. As Les Brown said, if you don't program yourself, life will program you. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Nothing worth having comes easy. You're never going to feel like doing something. When your alarm goes off, you won't feel like getting up. When it's time to go to the gym, you might not feel like going. And you tell yourself, oh, I'll go tomorrow. Doing the easy things has never made someone great. If you want to have self-respect, then you got to do the things that you had promised yourself that you would. You will have to do it daily. What makes you strong is the tough choices you make. As Theodore Roosevelt once said, nothing in the world is worth having or worth doing unless it means effort, pain, difficulty. I've never in my life envied a human being who led an easy life. I've envied a great many people who led difficult lives and led them well.